Welcome to the Coder Catch Up podcast. My name is Jamie Jones, and this episode I'm going to be talking about an awesome repo called Real World. So you can find this at realworld.io, which will redirect you to the GitHub page at this point. Maybe by the time you're listening to this, they might have like a site up or something like that. But essentially what it is that, or at least by the tagline here, is it's choose your next stack, exemplary full stack blog apps powered by React, Angular, Node, Django, and many more. So what it is basically you can see how the exact same real world blogging platform that they're using is built with different front ends and back ends. So you can mix and match them because they all adhere to the same API spec, which is awesome. I think what they're trying to get across here is you can actually just go and use these and start blogging and stuff like that with it. So you could actually just take it. But how I kind of look at this is more of like a reference. So what they do is they split it up into front ends and back ends. So I can go and see how the same application is built using different front ends. So at the moment, they've got Angular 2, they've got React and Redux, and Angular 1.5, and they've currently got a work in progress of Ember, Vue, React and MobX, React and Relay, Svelte, Elm, Aurelia, ClojureScript. That's a lot that they've got in progress. So really, you know, hats off to everyone who's working on that and making this repo even better. So you can see, just get an idea of what quote-unquote real-world apps are doing. And then for the back end, this one's, it's huge what they're doing here. So Node and Express, Django and Rails. So you can see how these APIs are working. And then the work in progress is massive. So I don't know how far along these are, but there's quite a lot here. So you've got Flask, Go, Elixir and Phoenix, GraphQL with Apollo, Node.js, Lambda and DynamoDB, Go and Gin, Rust, Firebase with Google Cloud Platform, the Cloud Functions. So Laravel, .NET Core, Happy.js, Falcon, Nim, Scala with Play, Koa, another Node.js framework with Nex, Slim, Clojure, Spring with Spring Boot, and F-Sharp, I think it is. And so you've got quite a lot here. So when you start mixing and matching these, you can really see and get an understanding, like, okay, maybe I'm a Rails developer and I do React and Redux. And okay, great, I know both of those, but I actually want to see how that's done with, say, Node. I can now actually go and take that knowledge that I know from the JavaScript side and just see how that Node backend is implemented. I can get a taste for it and see, you know, what some pros and cons of that and make a decision whether I want to kind of try and do this with my next project. There's a lot of great things you can get from this. Or maybe I know Rails, but I want to know how to, like, I'm learning React and the Redux store, and I want to know kind of like what should I really be doing? Like, what's it like in the real world, and as opposed to just reading these articles and having an actual functioning application that you can reference. So I can now look at that and get an idea how I connect to a Rails application and things like that. So it's a fantastic repo. I highly recommend checking this one out. It's full of great information, and it's being very heavily actively developed. So check it out. I'd love to know, have you played around with it? Has it influenced you in some decisions, anything like that? Send through a tweet to @CoderCatchUp on Twitter. Leave a comment on codercatchup.com for this episode, or even just send through an email to codercatchup@gmail.com. So that's essentially it. If you do have a spare few moments, I'd love a rating and review in iTunes. Also, please do check out the YouTube channel and subscribe there. But other than that, we'll catch you in the next episode.